Okay, I've been getting enough questions and enough confusion statements that we're going to kind of work a little bit more on some in-class kind of stuff and try to get people comfortable. Because from here on out, the SQL is fairly straightforward. But we're going to be looking at... We're going to be looking next at PLSQL, and that gets complicated but in a different way. So I just want to make sure everybody is somewhat comfortable with this stuff. So, start and do some of these and just tell me what would come out. And they're basically, it's a summary of all the things that people have had issues with, and I'm going to bring it up and do it as well. And if you want to run it, it's fine, but you probably don't have all of the databases. And mainly that the stuff I wanted to cover this week, I think I can do in one day. Thursday, the 11 o'clock and the 12:30 class have some guest speakers coming in. So if anybody is interested, they're more than welcome to come. It's 11 o'clock here and 12:30 here, and there's four alumni coming in. Either three or four, I'm not sure which, and talking about their experience out in the field and the jobs they have and that sort of thing. So if you're interested, you're welcome to come. Okay, so the first one is a decode. And so go ahead and try doing that one. First of all, what is the column going to be named that I'm decoding here?
Altered Gold.
And so it's going to put that name, because notice there's no comma there. So this is the alias name for the column. And then this will present the year gold column. So it will show up. Okay. Mistake. And what is the year goal times four going to apply to?
Hmm?
Your goal times four is going to be applied to what? I can't spell to save my soul. Here is I missed a comma. Okay, so this is what this one is coming out with. If it is the state of Massachusetts, it's going to do what? It's going to take the year goal and multiply it by two. If it's the state of Rhode Island, it's going to take the year goal and multiply it by three. If there is no year goal, nothing is showing up, right? And in fact, nothing is being multiplied by four because all of my records are either Massachusetts or Rhode Island. If there was something other than Massachusetts or Rhode Island, that would get, this is the kind of else. This is as close as you come to a case structure or an if statement. So it's basically saying, if state equals Mass, multiply year goal by two. Else, if state equals Rhode Island, multiply year goal times three. Else, multiply year goal times four. So it's just taking and really doing an if statement on this. So that if it says Mass, it's doing a times two. If it's not Mass, it's in Rhode Island. And if it's Rhode Island, it is doing a times three. And otherwise, it's doing a times four. Okay? And so that really is like the if statement, and it's as close as you come to an if statement in SQL. If you want an if statement, mostly you have to go to the programming language for SQL, which is PLSQL. And which is what we're going to look at next. Not next, but in a few weeks. Okay? So, if you are here, you don't have to write that one out because we basically did that one. Okay, so don't bother to write it out.
Do you have an extra piece of paper?
Just so I can take attendance and then I can check you all off that we're here as far as we get. Okay. So now go on and look at the second one. And the second one is very straightforward. Okay? The complications start a little more with the third one. So I have an inventory table. This is still donor. Inventory is the next one. So what is this one going to be? Did I turn off? Yes, I think I did. Very clever.
Thank you.
Okay. So the second one is giving me this answer, where I'm saying, okay, select the state, and there's only two states that we just talked about, Mass and Rhode Island, and count the contacts, and the count of the contacts is 4 and 2, and sum the year goal. Okay, so if I go back and look at this, what's the sum of the year goal, including? Okay, Massachusetts is, there's a 500, a 100, and 250s, right? 500, 600, that's only 700, excuse me. Okay, sum of year goal to me should be 700. So maybe I should check and say select state year goal from DONA. Oh, one of them has 150 in it instead of 50. Okay, so this one has a 150 in it instead of a 50, which would explain why I am getting the numbers that I'm getting. So I would have to do an update of that and change that particular record to a 150 if I wanted to come out the same way. Okay, well, you go on and work on number 3. Which one is that? Probably John Adams. Okay. I'm going to try to fix that. Nancy Taylor that is. Everybody signed? Reason why I shouldn't be allowed to do this up here. I can't type. I'm standing up or something.
So now it's 800 and 400. Because I changed Nancy Taylor to 150. And so now it's coming out to be the 800.
Okay. Actually, I probably didn't have to change that, thinking about it. Okay, so the next one is the where. And this one is using a file called inventory. So what does the where do?
Looks
I'm doing group buy, what does the FOIA do? Huh? It eliminates, not groups, no.
No, sir.
It eliminates records. So the FOIA is something that happens as the group is being formed. And that's one of the things that has come up several times. FOIA eliminates as groups are being formed. So I'm looking for one that has an on order greater than zero. And those are the only ones that I'm using. There, on order, there are three that have zero for on order. Okay, so those three should be eliminated from the groups. And I'm grouping on item class, which is field right here. That's item class, and that's what I'm talking about. So, that one I'd like you to do, and then I will put it up. And I closed it again. I'm doing a great job. Wonderful. I guess I won't give that one. I put invent in last night, and I swear I put in commit, but maybe I didn't. And it is gone. Because I made that fire last night. Oh well. We will have to go by the paper then. So we're doing the from on order one. Irritates me. I swear I put in commit, but it is gone. and I assume somebody with a calculator is doing the math. What are you coming up with for answers?
How did you get the last?
Which last?
The 0.78.
Because there were only two BKs and one of them had a zero. So I eliminated that.
You're supposed to take the 17 and 9 out of the 27.
Oh, sorry. Yes, indeed. And that's why I put this in last night. So that the computer could do it for me. Okay, thank you. And what is the middle one?
90, 92.
And anybody come up with the average? I didn't do it.
30, 31,
whatever. Okay, so that's what you're coming up with because you're eliminating the ones that were not greater than zero before you form the groups or as you're forming them. So they're not included as you're forming the groups. Okay. Then the next one is group by department having costs greater than 50. So what does this one do? Right, so it makes the groups and then it eliminates groups, but it's not eliminating as the groups are being formed. I don't quite know why I have two of those up there, but that's all right. Okay, so when I'm forming the groups, I'm using what? By item class again. No, wait a minute, by department, you're right. I'm reading the wrong one. So I'm working with, this is department right there. Why is it decided that I can't use the pen? That's department right there, and this is cost. Okay, so I'm doing those. And
And let's see, BK has what? A sum of costs for department BK is 27, right? And the sum of costs for department TY is 108.
Yep.
And the sum of costs for department SP is 39. And I said group by department having a cost greater than 30. So what does that mean I'm going to see?
TY and SP.
That's right. I'm going to see these two because that one got eliminated. So I'm going to see those two. Okay. So I figured out the sum for all of them. And then I eliminate a group. Okay, so that's the difference between the where and the having. Is the where eliminates as the group is being formed, and the having eliminates groups. Questions? Are you comfortable with that?
So TY 108, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I added right. But nobody's corrected me yet, so I'm assuming I added right. So, is that clear? Is everybody clear on how the where and the having works?
Pardon? Just having again is...
After the groups have been formed, I can then eliminate groups.
It eliminates the groups.
Right. Whereas the where eliminates records from them being put into the group. Okay, so now try the one down below. Working with the inventory file still, and that's the two things that I'm working with. How many records am I eliminating?
up with an answer?
I think so.
Have you found any agreement on your answer? No agreement?
I don't know if mine is right.
I'm not even close, so.
Okay, to start out with, which records get eliminated from this?
The first three.
Okay, so I'm eliminating the first three. Okay, and I eliminated those because they didn't have a cost greater than 10. One of them had a 10, but that's not greater than 10. So I'm eliminating those three because they didn't have a cost greater than 10. Okay? So now I'm doing grouping by department. So how many departments are there left?
Two.
So I'm ending up with department TY and department SP, right? And as I grouped, I got the sum of the on hand and the sum of the on order. So what was the sum of the on hand for the TY department? What?
11.
And the average? Oh, it was two things, sorry. It was two sums on this one. I'm looking over there. So I've got the sum of on hand. This is the sum of on hand. And I also wanted the sum of on order. So what's the sum of on order?
25.
And for the SP group, what have I got?
36.
The sum on hand is what?
36.
Huh?
36.
Right. And the sum of on order?
25.
So now I'm saying, okay, those are the groups that I formed. Now I'm going to tell you what groups I want. I want the groups that have a sum of on hand greater than 25. So what does that leave left?
Just the SP.
Just the SP. So this is going away. This is what shows an order by didn't have any significance because there's only one record left. If there were multiple records left, they would then change it so that the sum on hand, it was in order by the sum on hand. But there was only one, so on him, the order doesn't have any impact on this. Does that make sense? Okay, that's basically as complicated as it gets. Although the FOIA could have a much more complicated clause in there because I could have the ands and ors and all that, and the having could have a much more complicated clause. But essentially you go through it and you say, okay, first of all, what am I eliminating as I form the groups and make the groups? And then after you make the groups, you say, okay, now which groups am I keeping and which ones am I getting rid of? And it said I wanted to keep the groups that had a sum on hand greater than 25. And so the TY did not have a sum on hand greater than 25, so it doesn't count. Questions? Does that make sense? Somebody either give me positive or negative feedback.
Yep.
Okay, what's the next one? Okay. I want to use the tables above that would show all of the orders and all of the line items within the order. Okay, and what I'm saying here is these are the line items. Okay? The order are the orders. So I placed an order, and order one is to that customer and on that date. And order one has those three line items. Okay? So order one ordered three things. And the three things that it ordered are item number 1212, item 2121, item 2345. And if you go back up a little higher, there's an inventory table that would give you the name. So if you want the name, we're using that inventory table at the top. So, wait a minute, where is it? There it is. So 1212 is Heidi, and 1111 is Goodnight Moon. And what was the other one? 2345? That would be the dollhouse. So it's relating to that table. Okay, so there's your inventory table. And then I have a customer table down here that gives me information about the customers, and those are the customers. Then I have information about the orders and information about the line items that they ordered. So I want to use the tables above and write a query that would show all the orders and all of the line items within the order. And on the line, you should also show the name of the item and the name of the customer. So put together a select statement on that, and then we will take a look at it. Thank you. so the inventory has the item number, and that can connect to the auto line. So that connects over here. The customer number connects to the order. And once the order number connects to the order number like that. So those are the connections that I have between the tables. As I said, I don't know the names of the fields. I'll have to look them up. But the folks will write the name on this. And there is a customer name over here. Anybody got it, they think?
I made the table check.
You said what?
I'm making a test table to check.
Okay.
The big thing here is, in the select, you can select anything you want from these four tables, as long as you link them all together. So the big thing here is the where clause, where I've got to link them all together. And then I can take anything I want from any of the four tables. Okay? Now, the customer table, if I want to know what the customer got, I've got to go through the orders to get to the things that are on that order. I can't go directly from the customer to the order line because I don't have the information on the order line that can link back to the customer. There's nothing between the customer and the order line that would tell me that an order for a particular item was from a particular customer. Okay, so if I want to do them by customer, I need to link all four of these together. And then I can put any of the fields that I want up there. So if you start out in the where, it can say where, customer number, and the select rather. Let's start with select. Can have customer number, order number, item name, customer name, and anything else you want to know about it. Okay, if you want to know the date of the order, the date of the order is on the orders, you can grab that. If you want to get the number that they ordered, you can grab that from there. Once you've linked these four tables together, then you can grab anything you want from any of the four tables. Okay, so what you put in the select doesn't matter. But once I said on the line you should show the name of the item and the name of the customer, then I know that I've got to link in the inventory file to get the name of the item, and I've got to link in the customer file to get the name of the customer. If I just wanted order information and I didn't care about getting those names, then I could just work off order and order line and get all of the order information. But if I want to get the customer name and the item name, then I've got to link in the four files. So the where clause has got to have all four. So I'm going to say where, item number, well, and here's where you have to put in the table names. Inven, item number equals, and what one do I link in on this one? The order line. So the order line item number. And it doesn't matter the order that you do this in. Orders dot order number equals order line dot order number and customer, and I think I've got the wrong names on this, but that's all right. Customer dot customer number equals orders dot order number. I mean, dot customer number. So now that I've got all of them linked together, I can grab any information I want with the select. Now, in the select, when I refer to any of these link fields, I've got to have table name dot number, because all of these link fields appear more than once. For item name and customer name, I don't have to put the table number in front of the table name in front of them, because the table name, the item doesn't appear in more than one table. So customer name only appears on the customer table. So in the select, I can just say customer name. But if I want to say customer number, then I have to say customer dot customer number, because customer number appears on two tables. So whenever something appears on two tables, I have to pick which table I'm talking about. And it doesn't matter, because my link has said that they all have to link together. Okay, so it doesn't matter. I've said that customer number on the customer file has to equal customer number on the order file. So it doesn't matter at the top when I say select, whether I say customer customer number or orders customer number, because I've already said they have to be equal. Sorry about that. I went off into... It will show up on the PowerPoint.
So you wouldn't need the from? You would just do with?
Yes, you have to have a from. And you'd list all four tables in the from.
Okay, so it would be select from where?
Yes.
Okay.
So you would have a select, and you can grab any field. And then the from would be all four tables.
Yep.
And then once I've got the all four tables, I've got to link them together. So the order numbers have to be linked, the customer numbers have to be linked, and the item numbers have to be linked. Okay? Because I have to tell them how this goes together. If I don't do that, it will give me every possible combination. Yeah.
Put an and between all of them, right?
Yes.
Not a comma?
No, an and. And again, you could do this with the join phraseology. I just am not fond of that, so I always pick the where.
Now, if you didn't put the where, you get a bunch.
You get every possible combination.
Coming back at you, right?
Every possible combination. So it would be, you know, one of the files has 7 in it, another one has 3, so it's 7 times 3 times whatever is in the customer file times the 8 that's in the inventory file, and you see every possible combination. And it's worthless. You know, seeing every possible combination is totally worthless.
And
you're
trying to
refine. And because, you know, that does, the information I want has to do with, I want to know who placed the order, and I want to know what the order was for. So, you know, coming up with something where every customer placed every order is not only not valuable, it's misleading. Because I'm now saying every customer placed every order. And that's, you know, so that's, you know, what I'm getting is bad data if I do that. If I get every possible combination, I've got bad data that could lead me to get a bill that I would not be happy with if they use that to send out bills. Okay.
Can we do an and statement on the same line as the where, or do you have to switch lines every time you use and?
No, I just ran out of room. If you can keep going, sooner or later, I think it will tell you, it will circle around for you. With X number of characters, whatever, it will circle around for you. But I just did them because it kind of made sense to have them on separate lines. Questions on this? Yeah.
Well, when you're doing this select statement, and the select being data, do you still have to designate the table that it's coming from?
If it is a duplicate. So if I say select, I can say select, and when I come to customer number, I'd have to say customer dot customer number. But then if I want the customer name, I can just put that just like that, because the customer name only appears on one table, so it won't get confused. But if customer number appears on two tables, so I have to tell it which table. Although I've always thought that if you do the where clause right, it should be able to figure out that it doesn't matter, but apparently people are smarter than the machine in this case.
Okay, questions? Okay, let's do seven. I think it only goes through 7, 8, and 9, so let's see if we can get through them.
Extra parentheses, actually. Oh no, I've got
it. You have two left, three right.
Yeah, you're right.
Now that's terrible, now that I've looked at it. Do I put a parenthesis? I think I want a parenthesis in there. But I don't think I need it. It's funny how you look at it wrong and then you don't see it right.
I think you don't want the weapons right after the picture.
Yeah, but what I want to make sure is that I don't want a combination there. And I, as I said, once you look at it, no, I don't want. Yes. Where did I put that? Okay, what's wrong with number 7?
I've got the from in the other one. I've got an extra set of parentheses. I've got an extra parenthesis.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. That just went away. Okay, that parenthesis just shouldn't be there.
So what that or anything?
At this point, but we're going to take the parenthesis away. And then it would. I wasn't trying to be tricky. I just can't type. Okay.
So, what would I get on this one?
Let me go back up and bring up the inventory. So I'm going to do the inner select first, right? When I do a subquery, I do the inner select first. And I want to get department and location from inventory where reorder point is greater than 20. So I'm eliminating some records. I'm eliminating that record because reorder is not greater than 20. I'm eliminating this record because it's not greater than 20. I'm eliminating this record because it's not greater than 20, right? So I said select, give me department and location. And so there's department and there's location. So I am returning DKX100. I'm returning what else?
DKX100.
Right. DKX112, I'm returning TYX115, I'm returning SPY200, and I'm returning SPY200. So those are what are coming out of the inner select. And then I said, I want to select asterisks from inventory where the department location is in that group. So let me take a picture of that part so far. Okay. So now I want to, and it's not going to let me... go back and take those lines out that I so carefully put in. But anyway, I think we can sort of read through. I want everything that has a department location combination. That putting it in parentheses that way means I want a department location combination. So everything in my inventory that has one of those department location combinations, I want to show up. Okay? So anything that has a BKX100, so that one will show up. And anything that has a BK112, and that one will show up. And the next one is BK. Can anybody tell me what this is? Is that another X100?
Yep.
So then that one is going to show up. That third one is going to show up. Because I want anything that has these combinations. And BK X100 shows up. TY150 will show up. This is what? Anybody know what that is? It doesn't look like X115, so it doesn't look like that's going to show up because the only TY I
it's
have.
It's
C200. Okay, so that's not, those two are not going to show up. The SPY200s are going to show up.
So we would get one extra work record.
So we got one that isn't in the list there. And again, you know, I've got a limited number of records, but if you're working with 10,000 records, then you're going to get a lot more things. But what it's looking for is the combination, where in the one below, it's not looking for a combination. It's looking for department has to be in the group that I select, and location has to be in the group I select. So where department is in that inner group and location is in that inner group. Okay. And we are about out of time. So I would like you to actually take the time to do 8 and 9, and we'll go over them in class on Thursday, but try to figure out 8 and 9 before Thursday. Just on your own, try to figure them out. I don't want you to send them to me or anything. Just work on 8 and 9, and we'll go over them in class.
So checked off for
2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're here, it's checked off. I'd like you to look at 8 and 9, which is saying select asterisk from inventory when department is in this group and location is in that group. So if the department appears in the department group and the location appears in the location group, that's fine. They don't have to be paid. Okay? It's just, is the department in the department? Is the location in the location? And number 9, I actually gave you the output. And I just said, you know, explain what's happening there. Okay, so I gave you the output that came back. Explain how I got that output. Okay? So we will talk about 8 and 9 on Thursday, and then we'll move on to do the variables and all that good stuff. Do you feel a little more comfortable, yes or no? I mean, is this a waste of time or is it good time?
We're having for me.
Okay.